Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to this Tuesday morning, November the 13th. And if your morning and work day, school day is just getting started, it's 7:36 a.m. As always, we like to remind you about those school buses, school zones, and school kids. And every single morning on the way to work, we see kids standing out alone, unattended at bus stops. And I know that our kids are growing older and more responsible, but we still ask you to watch out for them as you are traveling and getting your work day started, and also probably getting your kids to school as well. And we ask that you stay engaged and slow down through those school zones. Give yourself enough time to get there safely and to get there on time. Also, be mindful about school buses making frequent stops on the road, and help our crossing guards and our resource officers that are holding up those school zones every morning. We want to just keep that on the front lobe of your minds as you're getting your morning started. It is a crisp, cool morning. Fall is really, really in the air, and it really, really feels like football season for all of those football fans. Great, great football weather. A lot of high schools are going to be in the playoffs, and so it's presenting some really, really great football weather. Just want to remind you that the Super Mega Raffle is winding down. We're having lots of fun with it as we give away tickets. In the days to come, before we wrap up the Super Mega Raffle, you can also connect with us to purchase those Super Mega Raffle tickets for only a small fee, DC, of $5. You can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. The zip is 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. And you can phone us at our offices right after the show at 9 o'clock. But you know what, DC? It has been incredibly, incredibly fun to hear from people all across the state of Louisiana and other states that are calling in saying that they're down with Team OPT for the cure. It absolutely warms our heart, and it warms our heart to hear your stories of family members and even women themselves that are struggling with breast cancer. And it's just a constant reminder that we've got to be vigilant. We have got to be the keepers and the advocators for our own health. And unless and until we do that, we're going to see more women dying from breast cancer. And so we've tried to make it fun and exciting with great prizes from the Super Mega Raffle. We're going to be telling you very soon what we've added, what we hope to add. And we're going to be telling you how to connect to make sure that you're in it to win it, the Super Mega Raffle. We're also going to tell you who has tickets as it's winding down, you know, as do all good things have to come to an end. But you know what? We're planning an incredibly wonderful party in December, Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. And we're going to tell you more about that as we celebrate finding the cure, and as we celebrate all of us together. And so as we switch gears just a little bit this morning, I want to tell you who we're going to be visiting with On Point. As many people know, DC, we have a partnership, a great partnership with Essence Magazine. And so when we can, we try to bring articles from the magazine, articles that touch our hearts. And we believe articles that will touch your heart, that will inspire you, that will encourage you, and that will uplift you. And this morning, we're going to be talking to April Michelle Brown. The article is entitled The Price of Beauty, and the article really deals with vanity and all of our vanity as women especially, but even men. You know, it seems that we always want what we don't have or what someone else has. And Hollywood and magazines have been the bar that many of us set for ourselves in terms of our body and our beauty. And this is an incredible, incredible story. And you've got to stay on point for the story. Also coming up on this Thursday, you might remember Linda Evans from Dynasty, from the Big Valley. Well, she has come out with a new book, and it's all over the national scene, on the Today Show, the talk on Wendy Williams. She is all over the country, all across the country, promoting her new book. Well, she'll be on point with her new book, Linda Evans, Recipes for Life, My Memoirs. It is an incredibly warm book, and we look forward to having her on point. And as always, we want you to go to our website again at www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can always connect with what we've got coming. And we're working on really, really great guests. And as the holidays are coming up, we're going to be sharing some great holiday tips, some great holiday guests, and it is just worth staying on point. Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the Super Mega Raffle, how we're winding it down, and how you can connect, and how you can win some Super Mega Raffle tickets later on in the show. So you got to stay on point to keep winning. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator
director of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. And you can phone Rosa and her team for all of your insurance needs by dialing 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Now, if you are just joining the OPT Network this morning, you'll remember just at the top of the hour, I was telling you about an incredible woman that we met through the pages of Essence Magazine. And we want to thank Sheila Harris and the incredible team at Essence Magazine for the incredible work that they do and for allowing us to connect with the stories in the magazine. And this morning, we're connecting with April Michelle Brown. Now, if you have not picked up the November issue of Essence Magazine with Tyler Perry on the cover, what in the world are you waiting for? Well, this is an incredible story and one in which every woman, I believe, will be able to relate to. It's really about vanity. It's about having what we don't have or wanting what we don't have and really probably holding our standards up to what society says is beautiful and what is sexy. Well, April Brown is an innovative. She was a hairstylist, a makeup artist, a fashion designer, and an extremely successful entrepreneur. But there still remained a void in her life. And the article that we're talking about this morning is called The Price of Beauty. We welcome April Michelle Brown to the OPT Network for the very first time. April, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Carla, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, April, when we first saw the magazine article, and I know people who have picked up Essence have seen your beauty just splashed across the magazine, but it was a story that was really hard to believe. Now, I want to start with talking about, first of all, the price of beauty and what a bumper is, because I had never heard of a bumper until I read the article.
A pumper? You said a pumper?
A bumper. Your bumper, the woman who actually did the silicone injections.
Okay, they're called pumpers.
Oh, pumpers.
And this is the pumpers with the P as in Paul.
Okay, good.
They're called pumpers. And what this is a society that's really, you know, have created its own society of, like, unlicensed medical professionals. They're not professionals, and they get the silicone or whatever, Botox, all these, you know, illegal substances that cannot be used by non-professionals, and they're pumping it into people's bodies to, you know, change the image of your body. And the pumper that I went to, it was just my own personal party, but there are parties going on all across this nation where people invite you to come in and have your body enhanced by these unlicensed people.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just the pumpers, the people who are injecting, the injectors.
Wow.
And I would be the injectee. Yeah, and it's a lot. It's going on everywhere.
Wow. And so for you, April, you talked about having what you call in the article a flat behind, to be mm-hmm. kind, and that's something that had bothered you your whole life. Let's talk about how that started.
Well, when I was a child, even as a little girl, you know, we all get teased about mm-hmm. something growing up. And that was the thing that I was teased about, is having a flat behind. So I remember, I mean, as young as 7 years old, saying that, oh, when I get grown, I'm going to get me some butt. Now, that was, you know, I'm 46 years old, so that was before, you know, I could even have the imagination of knowing that there is something out there that can give me a bigger butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's before videos, that's before all of those things. But I remember as a child saying, when I get grown, I'm going to get me some butt. Just as I said, when I get grown, I'm going to buy me a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how intense that was for me as a child. So it grew up inside of me, you know, saying that I'm going to do that. As soon as I, you know, get some money, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the issue that grew up with me.
And then, so do you recall that moment, April, when you decided to go to that pumper party, and when you decided to have the injections? Do you remember that moment?
Well, the moment really happened. I owned a salon here in Los Angeles, and the woman came into my salon to get her hair done,
mm-hmm.
and she had a friend with her who she had pumped her buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the conversation started, but she told me, oh, yeah, I did her butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I've always, because, you know, I was, 39 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't, I had never searched it out. I had never looked for it to see, you know, when can I go, where can I go, how can I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, hey, it was a miracle. This woman came into my salon. She just happened to, you know, be able to enhance my butt. And in that moment, mm-hmm. I made the decision. Even though I didn't do it until maybe a month later,
mm-hmm.
in that moment, I knew that I was going to go to this woman and let her inject this silicone into my behind to have a larger behind. And Carnette, you must understand that I never thought that it was a self-esteem issue at that time.
Really?
I never thought I was doing it because I didn't validate myself or I didn't feel whole. I just thought I was enhancing my butt.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see the girl's butt that she had pumped before?
Yes.
She and so what were you thinking when you saw that girl's butt from, you know, from the time, the before, and then the after? Did you think, oh, man, she's got it going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't see the before. I only saw the after because
okay.
I had just met them that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see the before. So I don't know how her butt looked before.
Okay.
She had gotten her butt, you know, injected.
Mm-hmm.
All I saw was the after effect, and I just thought, oh, my God, I've always wanted that. It's amazing. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
In that moment.
And so, before you decide to get pumped, are you getting a check in your spirit that maybe you shouldn't do this?
Not before I decided. But let me tell you this, Ms. Carlette, is I was, when I first went to the to get my first session of hand pumped, she told me that I would need 4 sessions with her.
Okay.
And after I went the first time, then I went for a second session. After the second session, that's when I had this epiphany or this spirit or this thing in my mind that said, what are you doing? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You allow them to pump something in your body. You have no idea what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to allow them to put it. What are you doing, girl? Get your life kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I never went back. And I thought that I had escaped something because I had this epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I had, okay, you know, I escaped it. Okay, okay, good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
and so
that wasn't the case for me.
And so, April, after you got the first pump in your butt, what was the change? Was there any change in the physical attributes of your butt at that moment or shortly after that?
Never. Carlette, never. Mm-hmm. I never saw a difference. I never changed anything for me. It never made a difference. It never, no, not at all.
Wow.
No.
And then so when did you notice, April, that you're starting to have some problems, some physical ailments from this injection?
I got the injection in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of 2006, the first sign was my butt started to get hard.
Mm.
It started to get hard with these hard nodules, which I know now are called granulomas. And what that is that when the body is so savvy and our body so wants to take care of us that when something foreign goes into our body,
mm-hmm.
our tissue starts to develop around that stuff to keep it from migrating throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, most people, if you do any research about silicone, which I did not do prior to receiving the silicone, nor did I hear anyone with the story to tell me not to do it. And that's why I am sharing this with anyone who can ever, ever, ever listen to just my story, is that
I know it's tough.
It's really tough. Is that we're born with this wonderful spirit that we have, and once we disconnect from knowing that, it's going to lead us into doing all kind of things. Mine was choosing to get silicone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be bad relationships. Sometimes it can be all kind of things. And all I know is that the spirit is the thing that's going to get us through whatever we need to get through, no matter what it is. And I'm sharing this story about the choice I made that changed my life, you know, forever.
Let's do this. Let's do this, April. Let's take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about not only how the silicone pump changed your life forever, but how you almost lost your life.
Yes.
Stay on point, everybody. This is a powerful, powerful story. We'll be back right after this.
AAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. For all of your decor and gift needs, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, I want to get right back on point. If you're just joining us, we're joined by April Michelle Brown. She is in this month's Essence Magazine. It's November's issue with Tyler Perry on the cover. And we're talking about the price of beauty. And if you have not heard her story or seen her story, this is an amazing story. But during the break, April and I were talking about vanity versus enoughness. And April, you said it was not at all vanity, but it was the whole idea of not being enough, not enoughness. I want you to talk about that.
Yes, I was just talking during the break. I was telling you, Colette, that you know, we say that that it's that entity that we're looking for. And really, I don't, my truth is, I really believe that it's from us doing that we're not enough, not enoughness. And we're always trying to fix ourselves because we don't feel like we are enough.
Mm-hmm.
And no one minds us that when we were born, that we were born whole, we were born perfect, mm-hmm. we were born complete. What this world teaches us is that we have to do this to be this and do that to be this. And nobody just reminds you that just because you were born and just because you are individual and nobody looks like you, no one has your fingerprint, you are unique, no one reminds us of that.
That's right.
So because we don't get reminded of that, we go search out things to make us feel that void.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, things will never feel a void of something that's already complete because it's already completed. And the only enhancement that you would do on it is as you grow, it gets bigger and it gets better. And that's what this experience, what I call my do-over, because I don't know if you know this, they gave me 24 hours to live
mm-hmm.
last year.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about that, April. When you, after having the injection, you began to get sick, but you didn't
yes.
really share that sickness with your doctor. Let's talk about that whole journey.
Yes. When I first started having the complications when my butt got hard, I wouldn't call my doctor because of my ego, because I was embarrassed. How do you call your doctor and tell your doctor that you have allowed someone to inject, you know, something in your body who wasn't a doctor, you don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just my ego. And it was just me being, you know, embarrassed and just too embarrassed, you know, to tell.
Right.
Although I knew that I was experiencing a problem.
Right.
But then when the problem started to get worse in around, you know, 2008, the itching started. The,
mm-hmm.
the second sign was the itching. It started itching, I mean, uncontrollably where I couldn't sleep. I mean, itching so bad that I had to put my ego aside
mm-hmm.
and go and face my doctor and face my truth of what I did.
Mm-hmm. And so this journey started, though, in 04, right, April? The initial
yes.
injection was 04.
Yes.
And it's not until 07 that you actually
yes.
go to the doctor. And when you go to the doctor, you say what to him?
To her.
Or to her.
To her, who was a strong black woman.
Mm-hmm.
To her, I looked in her eyes and have to tell her what I did. And I just explained to her exactly what I did, when I did it. And just the look on her face. I mean, I already knew exactly what,
mm-hmm.
if I was in her shoe, I would be looking at me like, you did what, you know? And that's the part that I was so embarrassed about facing that truth.
Right. And so what does she say to you at that moment, April, about how what you need to do?
She said that, you know, she does not know anything about silicone. So she had to send me to a plastic surgeon. And that was the first plastic surgeon that I went to. She sent me to who I went to him, and he said that it couldn't be removed and I was going to have to live with it.
Mm. And so then, and then what?
And then after that, I lived with it for maybe like 6 more months
mm-hmm.
and then the pain started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when I said pain, Carlette, I mean, if you take a migraine, a toothache, the Mr. Cramps, throw that in and mix it all together and put it, localize it in one area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I live with. So after 6 months, I went back to the doctor and I'm like, we're going to have to find someone, you know, who can, you know, get this stuff out of me because I'm in pain. I can't sleep. I can't think. I can't do, you know, I'm in, you know, pain.
Right.
So I go back to her, and she sends me to another plastic surgeon.
Okay.
I go to this plastic surgeon, and she's a female. And so she is the first one that has the bright idea to let's do an MRI to see exactly, you know, what's going on back here. So I go get the MRI, we schedule my appointment, come back to her, and she looks at the MRI, and she tells me that I'm going to have my butt amputated.
Wow.
So I'm saying, when, where? Let's do it. Where should I be?
So at that moment, you're not even questioning it. You're like, let's just take my butt off.
Well, absolutely.
Wow.
The same way I had that epiphany of having the injections done,
mm-hmm.
it's the same way I was like, let's get it off. Let's take it off.
Wow.
And she told me, that she felt that if I had my butt amputated, I would be traded one pain for another.
Wow.
So I asked her, I said, is this on some kind of, vanity kind of thing where you feel like, me not having a butt, it's going to be more painful than me being in pain?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but you shouldn't make that decision for me. I want to have the butt amputated. And you have to realize, in between all this time, I'm going back and forth to the hospital every now and then to emergency, saying, hey, I'm in pain. What can you do? What
mm-hmm.
can you do? What can you do? And I'm just being, given pain medication and being sent home. So I'm, really going through something here. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, ready to take the butt off. Let's take it off. Absolutely. But she wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it. And then what happens?
So then I had to go back to my doctor again. And she said that, they just, couldn't find any blood. Because they have an HMO. And that's one thing HMOs do. They really will give you the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I had to step outside of my HMO and go search out a doctor who specializes in this removal of silicone.
Because really what happens was, April, they were really giving you the runaround, not giving you the treatment that you needed, and essentially you were really dying.
Oh, absolutely. They were trying to wait for me to die.
Wow. And so you go outside of that to get some other help.
Yes, and I find a doctor after 3 consultations, $250 each, just my own money,
mm-hmm.
just trying to find a doctor. And I find a doctor, Dr. Anthony Griffith, here in Beverly Hills, and he specializes in the removal of silicone. He saw my MRI, and he said he could remove it. The only problem is I would have deformities in my butt forever, and I'm like, no problem, let's do it. He writes a letter to my doctor, to my insurance company, and tell them that, what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, why he's going to do it. And they deny him.
Wow. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's take a quick break.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're going to come back with more of this incredibly, incredibly amazing story. Stay on point, everybody. This is a story that every woman that doesn't feel the enoughness of herself. You gotta stay on point for this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services,
People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Addictionologist Tenny McCarty.
We as women especially, we look so good on the outside, but you were talking about the inside. I want you to talk about that.
Having grown up in an alcoholic home, I made a decision my life was going to be different, and it looked different on the outside. But when we got inside that house, I was a rager. I abused my children with my mouth. And because I did not know that I was carrying so much of the rage and the anger from my past.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more, by simply phoning 318-767-2220, also Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank serving the financial needs of our community, and also the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action. If you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're having an incredibly wonderful conversation with April Michelle Brown. She is in this month's issue of Essence Magazine. The article is entitled "The Price of Beauty." And April, before we went to break, we were talking about going through the process, the pain, the anguish of what is about to have to happen to you. And we were talking about during the break, and I felt like reading the article that because you had made a bad decision, which many of us in our lives have, that the doctors made a decision really not to help you, but you do find help. You do find help on this journey. So let's talk about that.
I was just telling you that I found a doctor who said that he can remove the silicone. And, of course, my insurance company, they denied him. And they sent me to another one of their doctors in the HMO who I went to with my MRI, who told me that he can also remove the silicone. Mm-hmm. He saw the report from the doctor who was out of my network, saw the process that he was going to use, and he said that he can do it too. And this was in last year, February of 2011. And he took me into surgery and opened up and told me that he couldn't find the silicone and whatever it is, it cannot be removed. And that if anybody tell me that it can be removed, I should start running.
Wow.
He didn't tell me that he couldn't do it. He told me that it couldn't be done. So by June of 2011, I was rushed to the hospital with a staph infection.
Mm-hmm.
And this staph infection ended up being my saving grace. Although I lost a lot because of it, if it wasn't for the staph infection, the silicone would have never, ever been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just died with it. And because of the staph infection, and when I got to the hospital, they said I only had 24 hours to live, Carlette.
Wow.
24 hours to live. So now that I'm there and I'm almost dead, now they have to address it.
So let me stop you right. Let me stop you right there, yeah. April. When the doctors come out and they tell you that you only have 24 hours to live, what is your mind? How does your mind compute that?
Well, you have to understand, Carly, I was in so much pain that all I can think about is, thank you, Jesus, and y'all give me some pain medication. And that's the truth.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, because you have to understand, I had been suffering for 5 years with this pain. And I had been to this same hospital 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having 24 hours to live and being in pain, it's almost like, you know, a relief of saying, oh, my God, finally I'm going to be, you know, out of pain.
Right.
I'm going to be dead. I mean, I didn't even have a chance to even get into that, you know, knowledge, or get into the fear of the death, or oh my God, I'm gonna leave my children. I just wanted to be out of pain.
And
I just wanted to be out of pain.
And so then what happens? Within you make it through those 24 hours, and then what?
I make it through 24 hours, and I was in a hospital for 6 months. So when I tell you all this, I'm just telling you that first so you can know. I had over 20 surgeries.
Wow.
Over 20 surgeries.
And so, April, now, for people who have not yet seen this month's Essence magazine, you have had 5 amputations.
Yes, ma'am.
So why did they feel the need to amputate everything, essentially?
Okay, then let me tell you this. I take full responsibility and accountability for my butt being amputated because I was fighting for that. Absolutely fighting for that, to have that done. But my hands and my feet came from because when I got to the hospital and the staph infection, and a staph infection, it just starts to ravish your organs, your lungs, your liver, your heart. So it's this medication that they put you on to get your blood pressure, you know, back up, called Lipressors. And the side effect of this medication is that it makes your hands and your feet necrotic, which is gangrene. So the hands and the feet is a side effect from the medication that kept me alive through the staph infection.
And so at some point, do they come out and tell you that they're going to have to go ahead? And I'm looking at your beautiful self right now. Do they come out and say to you, April, we're going to have to take your hands and essentially most of your legs off?
Well, they had me in a sedated coma-like for a couple of months because I had, you know, remember that they had already amputated my butt. So, you know, that was devastating, you know, I'm sure, you know, because I'm out. So all the stuff I'm telling you now is just from hearsay of what my family said, you know. So I'm out, so I don't know what's going on. But when they finally wake me up, I couldn't talk because I have all these tubes and tracheotomies, you know, I can't talk, you know. So they wake me up. And I just see the looks on my family face. So I know it's something. I don't know at the moment what it is, but I know it's something that they see that I haven't seen yet, right?
Right.
So they kind of had, you know, me covered up where I couldn't see my hands and my feet. So finally, maybe a couple of days later, I see my hands and my feet. And after I saw them, they were look hard, you know, gangrene, dead, like a dead person. Mm-hmm. So I know, I'm looking at him, and I'm like saying, I know that, you know, I'm going to lose my hands and my feet.
Wow.
But one thing I kept remembering in that process is, you're not in pain anymore, April. You're out of pain. You're not in pain anymore.
Wow.
You're not in pain anymore. But I, so the doctor comes in and, you know, and say, well, we're going to have to amputate your hands and your feet. And, you know, my mother being, you know, the Christian woman that she is and mm-hmm. the believer that she is, she's like, no. God is going to give us a miracle. God is going to give us a miracle. And I kind of did that dance with her for a while because, you know, that's your mother. Mm-hmm. And the mother, you know, always want, you know, to see the best for her child. And, you know, she know that my hands is my life.
Right.
That's how I make money. You know, so she's like, you know, waiting for this miracle. And so finally, so I couldn't speak at the time. I still couldn't speak. I still had all these tubes. So this went on for like another, you know, month. You know, so gangrene mm-hmm. is just, you know, moving upwards, mm-hmm. upwards, you know, because it's eating, you know, the body, right?
Right.
So as soon as I got a voice, I was able to say, Mama, the miracle has already happened.
Wow.
They gave me 24 hours to live. I'm here. I have to let this dead stuff go so I can live.
Wow. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll talk
okay.
about that moment when we come
mm-hmm.
back.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah, you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the
the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle is serving of oils in surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, we thank the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Credit Union with a Heart, Davis One Stop. You're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up our conversation this morning with April Michelle Brown, and the article appears in this month's Essence magazine with Tyler Perry on the cover, and it is entitled The Price of Beauty. And April, before we went to break, we were just talking about the journey. We were talking about waking to find that your limbs had been completely amputated, as well as your butt, and how you pick yourself up with such wonderful spirit and positivity to tell this story. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, the spirit that I have, mm-hmm. and that we all have, we're born with them. And that is just a fact. We're born with that. And thank God that I have the one, you know, that I have, because this is exactly what you need when things show up in our lives, because things are going to show up in all of our lives that's going to make us feel amputated, that's going to mm-hmm. make us feel that we're not enough, that's going to make us feel all kind of things. But if this spirit, your spirit, our spirit, is the thing that's going to keep us grounded beyond what our body image would ever do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what has kept me so okay with this experience, is because I know it's for a higher calling that's beyond my body, that it's just for my spirit.
Mm.
And that I knew that I knew about my spirit mm-hmm. before, but I called it a personality.
Mm.
It's not a personality, it's a spirit. And they are born, they are not made.
Wow. And so I read that you are not at all angry or resentful to the person who did this to you, to the pumper.
Absolutely not, because it was a choice that I made. It was a choice that was not forced upon me. It was a choice that nobody forced me to make. I made that choice. And I'm living in my truth. And by me living in my truth, I'm just hoping that I'm being the change that I want to see.
I love it. I love it. And so God has moved you from one thing to the next, where you will go out and you will touch the masses. And so in doing so, April, what is the most important thing, especially for women, for our sister friends that are listening this morning, that are dealing with not enoughness? What's the most important thing you'd share with those women before we've got to let you go?
It's that nothing outside of you will ever validate you. The only thing that would ever validate us and make us feel amazing is believing and knowing that we were born amazing. And nothing can stop that. And when trials and tribulations come, that's where the spirit comes in, because it's always, when things are happening, it's always happening for us to see the best in us. Mm-hmm. And the best in us is our spirit.
Wow. And something you said while we were talking during the break, and it's something that we talk about daily, is about finding your passion and your gift. And you knew for a long time that your gift was to step out and to begin to encourage people and motivate people. And you would not leave your security, the security of your business and your job, to step out. But then something happened that would change that forever.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. It's because God, the Spirit, everything had been telling me, had been showing me what I was supposed to do, why I was supposed to do it, how I was supposed to do it, and had given me so much favor in doing it, but I didn't feel that I was enough to do it. Mm-hmm. I needed to be fixed more. I needed to know how to do this better, or I need to know how to say this better. And see, that's our ego.
Mm-hmm.
Our ego always makes us think it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that we were born for someone else to share and to help. And that's what we all forget, that it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would not do. So the universe, God, whatever we use, whatever
right.
you believe in, forced my hand, literally on it and said, okay, I know, yeah, it is. It's a difficult one, but you have to do this. That's why you're here. You made an agreement. You made an agreement to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just stepping out and walking in that agreement without that ego of not feeling enough
mm-hmm.
to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
and in that enoughness, I find more enoughness.
That's right. And you know what? You know what, April? That's why we wake up every single morning. We wake up to help all of those people that don't feel the enoughness. We wake up to help them with stories just like yours, to say God has a great plan for each and every one of our lives. And all
Amen.
We've got to do is step into it, step out of the boat, and step into what God has called us to do. April, we want to thank you so very much for waking up so early with us and for sharing your enoughness and sharing your truth and the incredible woman that you are. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Father. It has been a pleasure, and I've just really appreciated it. And I just hope that we really, really, understand that we are enough.
I believe that message will resonate. Thank you so much, April, for spending
Thank
the
you.
Very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good.
good in my soul.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down.
They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie. You can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, our partners at McDonald's of Pineville helping us to be the change that we want to see in fighting breast cancer. Also, Southwest Beverage. For more information about Southwest Beverage safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, you have missed an incredible conversation of hope. And I said to April, as we were ending our conversation, that not only did I personally take away so much from the article and from her story, it was really self-reflective. And I hope for many of you, especially my sister friends listening, you know, with women, we are always complaining. And I would be the first person to raise my hand about what we would like to be, our bodies, ourselves. And we really never appreciate what God has created. Whatever we are, and understanding that God made us fearfully and wonderfully, that we are enough. And when she said to me and to all of us listening that we struggle and fall because of not enoughness, because of self-esteem, it really, really made me think. And she said to me, I am on purpose. And what she means by that is that whatever it takes, she is getting to that purpose that God created her life to be. And it's important to note for those people that had just heard the terminology pumpers, just as I had after reading the article, that women have died from unlicensed pumpers, pumping silicone and other substances into their butts to have a quote-unquote J-Lo type butt or whatever butt, Beyonce's butt, that we're trying to get. And what it created for me, her story, was just being okay with who you are and the way that God created you. And if God wanted her to have more butt, he would have made her have more. But I hope that throughout her conversation, you felt her incredible spirit. And we hope that you will go to newsstands and pick up Essence Magazine. That is just one of many of the great stories that is encompassed in the magazine. And to feel her spirit of hope resonate through the pages and hear her spirit of hope resonate through this morning's conversation is absolutely amazing. And I said to her, and I'll say it again, this is why we wake up every single morning, to inspire you to live and to be all that God has created you to live, be, and do. And this is what it's all about. It's all about us being the change that we want to see in our own lives. And sometimes it takes hearing a credibly dramatic story, like five amputations. And when you see her beautiful picture, you'll see that her most of her legs are gone, her arms, her hands are gone, and even her butt. But she still has that wonderful spirit. And she said, you know, it is not about our ego. And when she was saying that, all I could think about is when we allow ego in, and many people have many variations on that, but it eases God out. So we've got to leave our egos, and we've got to find those special things, those special gifts that God created each and every one of us to be and to do. And that means searching yourself to find those gifts and to make those things happen. And she said, you know, I stopped worrying about how I sounded and what it looked like and if I was doing this right and if I was doing that right. And I started just focusing on the message of hope and the message of enoughness. And so this morning, we hope that the message of enoughness resides somewhere down deep. And she said, not feeling like she was good enough really created a series of other bad decisions in her life. And so that's why we wanted to share April's story. You can go to her website. If you go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, you can find the link to April's website and you can read her story for yourself. You can also go to our website, switching gears just a little bit, DC, and they can find the list for the super mega raffle. There is a link right there up close and personal on our website. And our website always lets you know what's coming up. And on Thursday, we want you to stay on point because we're going to be joined by Linda Evans. You'll remember her from Dynasty and some people that remember her way back from the Big Valley. Well, she's got a new book out called Linda Evans, Recipes for Life, My Memoirs. So we look forward to having Linda Evans on point. But we look forward, DC, to sharing and to wrapping up the super mega raffle.
Absolutely. And if anyone needs to see what's in the super mega raffle, if you go to the website at www.onpointcxmas.com, you can see the total list of everything that's on the super mega raffle, with the exception of the Eureka vacuum cleaner that Gene and Hank Williams put in. It is a $150 vacuum cleaner that has been added to the Super Mega Raffle. And we would like to give away some of these tickets before the show ends. If there's anybody out there that wants to call and try to win some of these Super Mega Raffle tickets, Scarlett.
Absolutely. The Super Mega Raffle, although it's winding down, is still heating up. We want to hear from you. We want to hear who's listening and where they're listening from.
Absolutely.
And we want to hear the phrase that pays.
And you cannot call the office because the office is not working, because we get so many calls at the office. But if you get in through this line, we are going to give some of these tickets away. We only have about 5 minutes left.
Okay. All right. So, hey, we got to tell people to turn their radios all the way down, and you got to know the phrase that pays.
Who is this, Carly?
Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Turn your radio down for me. Welcome.
Okay,
welcome. Who's this?
This is Sandra Washington.
Sandra,
in Marksville?
In Marksville, Louisiana. Sandra Washington in Marksville, Louisiana. Do you know the phrase that pays this Tuesday morning?
I'm down with OPT and the Super Mega Raffle.
And what else are you down for? DC said you got that. Are you down for the cure?
Okay.
Are you down for the cure?
I'm down for the cure.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm the one that sent in a letter a couple of days ago with my ticket.
Sandra, well, good morning. Yes, Sandra sent us a letter. And Sandra, you warmed our hearts because I said people don't write letters anymore. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. Hang on one second. DC's going to get your information, Sandra. Thank you for being down for the cure. And thank you for being a part of the OPT network. Stand by. It is exciting. Yes, we're giving away those super mega raffle tickets and any variation of the phrase that pays. I'm down with OPT. Hell yes for the cure. Hell no to breast cancer. Any variation of the phrase that pays will win you a couple super mega raffle tickets. Remember, you've got to be in it to win it. And on November the 23rd, we're going to have a super mega party right here in the studio.
We might have time to give away.
Do we have time? Well, let's see who's on the line.
Yeah, we may have time to give away some more tickets, but this time we're going to take the number five.
You're going to make it hard.
We're not going to make it that easy.
All right, well, turn your radios down. I know you guys want to hear yourself on the radio, but you got to turn it all the way down. All right, let's get started.
OPT, you're calling number one. This is the OPT, you're calling number two. This is the OPT.
Number three.
You're calling number three.
That's number four.
This is the OPT. You're calling number four. This person right here is number five right here. Whoever this is, they're going to win it.
All right.
Who is that?
Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this? Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's calling? We lost him. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
This is Vicky Bates.
Vicky, say it for me one more time.
Vicky Bates.
Good morning, Vicky Bates. Where are you calling? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Gina. I'm in Gina right now.
All right. Hey, Vicky, do you have the phrase that pays this morning?
Yes, I am down with OPT for the cure.
Oh.
And hell no to breast cancer.
Hell no.
Say it one more time, Vicky. One more time. Hell no to breast cancer.
We're going to do one more. Say it, Vicky.
Vicky, say one more time. Hell no to breast cancer.
Hell no to breast cancer.
All right. Stand by, Vicky. We're going to take your information. Y'all, it's always fun on the OPT network, especially when we're giving away super mega raffle tickets. Not one, not two, but three people are going to win in this year's Super Mega Raffle.
That was a very inspiring story this morning. I was listening to on your broadcast this morning. It really touched me because I felt like I was going through something like that.
Wow. Well, we're glad that you were touched by that, Vicky. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right, y'all. You know what? We're really out of time. And it was, Vicky's absolutely right. It was an incredibly wonderful story. And I hope that you will walk away just as I have and do and will walk away with I am enough, and that you will live your life starting today. If you have not, live your life on purpose. We want to thank you guys always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. The phone is still blowing up, but guess what? There's still time. I think that we will be giving away super mega raffle tickets on tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas, and we want to thank our guests for sitting in with us, Matthew and Brandy. Thank you guys for coming in and spending part of your morning with us right here on the OPT network. And thank you. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Have a great Tuesday morning.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.